Bella and Tasha with your 11 AM Z lines.
In local news, Queensland farmers and conservationists have banded together in efforts to scrap a controversial minerals bill brought on by the state's parliamentary committee. The State Development and Public Works Organisation and the other legislation amendment bill 2026 was introduced into Parliament by the Deputy Premier in June. The push for a bill stems from the critical minerals deal between Australia and the US, which was signed last year. With the prospect of the expansion of the state government's compulsory acquisition powers, critics are calling an overreach that puts the environment and property rights at risk. Conservation group and locals across Queensland protest outside LNP offices across the state this week in opposition to the bill.
In national news, the Tasmanian government's proposed gun reform laws have been slammed by Labor and the Greens as a betrayal of Tasmanians in an attempt to tighten laws in response to the Bondi attack last year. The reforms, which were tabled in the state parliament yesterday, do not include a limit on how many guns someone can own, despite calls by the police commissioner to introduce one. While the bill would reclassify straight pull, button, and lever-release shotguns into a more restrictive class, it would not affect weapons people already own. Gun control advocates in Tasmania are saying that the new legislation is even weaker than a much criticised gun control bill from earlier in the year.
Last Thursday, the Australian government passed legislation that will force tech giants such as Meta, Google and TikTok to pay millions if they refuse deals with local news outlets on their social media platforms. These tech firms can opt to make deals with at least 8 different publishers, which will offset tax charges they may receive, which will go towards local Australian news sources. These deals will go towards the publication of local news content, which will in turn drive user engagement and advertising revenue on the platforms. The News Bargaining Incentive has said in a recent statement that this turn will be important for Australian journalism and news businesses moving forward.
And in international news, a fisherman by the name of Ernesto Crisanto Valdez has been rescued by authorities after spending more than 2 weeks trapped in a pitch-black cave. Mr. Valdez said that he survived by drinking rainwater and breathing from an air pocket until rescue operations were able to find him. The government said in a statement that the rescue required an exhaustive 15-day operation, coordinated by the civil protection of our municipality. Once rescued, Mr. Valdez was transported to the hospital after being found in a condition of extreme malnourishment and dehydration. He hadn't seen light in 15 days and reported to have lost track of all time. He is now receiving care with his condition improving.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
And that is all your news for 11 AM. We will be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Radiothon may be over, but we're keeping it going for just a little longer.
To thank all of our subscribers for keeping us fiercely independent, we're extending...